some things are not easy to share. Now, social media, the whole premise is about being social and sharing. But what happens when societal taboos emerge and you then start selectively sharing? And because you might have been quite jolly in your sharing, this taboo element then becomes a personal secret. It's like when someone says to you in the street, "Hi, how you doing? How are you?" Quite often your automatic response is, "Oh, I'm great, fine, thank you." And that one for me as a creative is always difficult, because when I'm working and I've got an income, I'm absolutely great. When I'm working and only being paid expenses, I get a little bit irky, but I still like great because I'm doing what I love. When I'm between jobs and don't have a sustainable income, that kind of sentiment then becomes that hidden element. And quite often I will stop myself to people who I think I would like these people to be my friends, or they actually are my friends, and I have to stop myself and say, actually, some things are a bit shit, but in all, hey, you know how it is. Now, this particular boo is about something that has been with me in my past for a very, very long time, and it's only because it's emerged through other members of my family that I found myself having to deal with this at the age of 42. And that is the notion of, now I have to be very careful how I phrase this, but essentially it's identifying the line between sexual harassment and sexual abuse. Now, anyone who has suffered sexual harassment in the workplace knows just how degrading and demeaning and uncomfortable it can be. It's often meant with kind of good intentions, because the person who's doing it to you is trying to be nice. Or there's usually an element in there. If people don't like people, they just ignore them. There's often a power play element, I'll admit, but I don't want to get too complicated with this. But if you experience sexual harassment, you've got various avenues. You can speak out there and then and deal with the consequences. You can speak to your colleagues and get their support. Or you can leave. Or you can choose to, not pleasantly, but grin and bear it and know that you'll be able to go home in the evening. But it leaves a lasting effect. Legacy can be positive and negative. Now, that analogy and that testimony of what I kind of identify as sexual harassment, I've been very fortunate in my career, and although I've worked in a very male-oriented environment, I've never really experienced sexual harassment. A bit of discrimination maybe, and a bit of latent discrimination, because boys will be boys, girls will be girls, and we are a victim of society, and we need to talk. That's a different kind of boo. But this is something that I realised, having looked into this issue that has cropped up, where a member of a family, and people who know me probably know exactly what I'm referring to, and it's something that I've had to deal with deep down inside for a very long time, and it's something that has fundamentally affected the way I interact with my hometown. It's fundamentally affected the way I interact with my family, but that's the way that I chose to protect myself, and ultimately how that little protection just kind of turns into normal. And this is an audio boo that I felt I needed to record. I've just been for an amazing swim. I love to swim. And since I've been living here in Long Eaton, the pool's so close. But it's that sense of immersion in water that helps me reconnect with my body. I'm quite awkward physically, I think. Well, at least, when I was dancing, I always lost marks and was marked down in my dancing because of my lack of coordination. And it's not terrible. It's not that I've got two left feet or anything and I'm, absolutely no rhythm. It's just that I was never going to be a dancer. And that coordination I often find I need to re-establish when I swim. So I love being able to reconnect with my physical self. So coming back from this pool and having had the last week where this situation is kind of emerging, I kind of felt that I wanted to say something. I'm not going to go too much into personal details. If anybody is listening to this who knows me, don't worry, I'm fine. I have Dan and I have friends and I will get by. I'm not going to say that I'm okay, but if anybody wants to talk to me about it, I'm quite happy to talk about it. If anybody kind of realises or associates with what I'm saying about sexual harassment in the home, because that's what this is about, I've just realised I hadn't said anything, you are more than welcome to contact me and have a chat, because I've noticed that there aren't really any charities or associations that kind of tackle this topic. Sexual abuse is shocking and it is awful. And at the time that I experienced what I experienced, I did go to an authority. I did speak out. I did confront the individual on several occasions. But it's just not abusive enough to make it worth pursuing. Now, anybody hearing that will go, that's just absurd. And yes, it is absurd. But when you consider the implications of and the severity of the scale that, if we're talking sexual abuse, is just horrible. And just by its nature, because of its horror, people talk about it, but there's never any details disclosed for various probable reasons. But that just means that it leaves it to our imagination to work out what would sexual abuse be to me. And that sort of is quite disturbing. And then as I've reached the age that I am, I kind of look back on what happened to me, which is like 20 odd years ago now. And I realise that the one thing it tended to do for me was no creepy man gets by me when I'm working. I spot him a mile off. And I kind of protect those around me from the behaviour of that individual. And actually, when you kind of realise that they are that type, they can be, they can be moderated, because they tend to be quite insecure, not particularly socially inept. But in some ways, they can be quite naive. And I think often their comments, They don't really realise the offence they cause. Now, there is a difference between what I'm talking about and the concept of bullying. And in the instance that I experienced when I was younger, there was also an element of bullying in when it came to the confrontation of it. And that's a different story. What I'm wanting to get out in this boo is that I really feel that there is a hole in the discussion around sexual harassment in the home. And just putting it out there, really, that A, I needed this for a bit of cathartic podcasting, but also, if anybody is listening who feels a connection with what I'm saying, I really would like you to get in touch, because I do want to have a dialogue. But it's very difficult when something's happened to you for you to not feel like the victim, and often retelling your story and having to revisit the experiences puts you back in the victim persona, and that's not something I want to do. But I am quite keen to just to practice what I preach, really. And if I'm going to be a social media practitioner, I have to talk about the good, the bad and the ugly. And I guess, you know, the good is I meet some amazing people. The Extend the Audience program is something that I'm really passionate about. Technology generally, in the way that it's enabled me to see the world and engage with the world in a way that I never thought possible. There's the bad, which is quite often everybody thinks they can be a social media practitioner. And actually, some of the skills I've learned over the last 10 years, I think some companies are stupid not to bring me in just for a small consultation, because, you know, people always are quite impressed by the depth of my knowledge. And that's not just me being, you know, big-headed. And I'm not very good at blowing my own trumpet. So, you know, I do think I have something to offer. And then, of course, there's the ugly. And that is these elements of our life that you'd rather kind of put away in a little box and not share. But actually, if too many people do that, we will never open a dialogue to some of the important things that I think people are trying to talk out about. And a couple of those things, I'm currently working with an organisation called PIPA, which is Parents in Performing Arts, and I don't have children. And in some ways, there's a little element of this sexual harassment in the home that's contributed to that. It's not fully contribution. And the other thing is just equality of women in society, in the workplace. I think a lot has happened in the home in terms of partners being more equal. But I do think that these emerging conversations about, you know, families going forward or not going forward because of inequality, that some of the inequality that needs to be dealt with is actually silent inequality. And I think this sexual harassment in the home is something that I'd like to talk more about. I don't want to make it all consuming. I don't want to become a campaigner for making that everything that I am, but I do want to talk about it. And I don't want to just talk about it in public to anyone I see, just for me knowing that I am sharing. I want people to ask me, I want people to dialogue with me and share their experiences. I've not gone into what those experiences were, and I'm not saying they were trivial, to trivialise them, but I think, I hope that there's people who have listened to this, men and women, who kind of identify with the concept of sexual harassment in the home, and I'd really like to hear from you. So I have no idea how long I've been rabbling on. Thank you for listening right to the end. I'm at PCM Creative on Twitter, and you can follow me on Audioboo. And if you want to personal message me through Twitter, do follow me and just send me a little message saying I heard your Audioboo, and I will follow you back, and then you can direct message me. So for listening, and hurrah for sharing, hurrah for audio boom, and next one might be a bit more light-hearted.